These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but the Levites had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land except cities to dwell in, with their common lands, for their livestock and their property, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, who went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely, the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forevermore, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were here, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Tirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war.
Joshua chapter 15. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom, southward to the wilderness of Zin at the extreme south. And their south border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeded southward to the ascent of Ekrabim and continued to Zin, then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea and continued to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka. And it continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. And the east border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan, and the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hogloth, and continued on north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bahan and the son of Reuben. And the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and turned northward towards Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Udamim, which is on the south of the valley, and the border continued to the waters of Enshemesh, and it ended in Enrogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites on the south, that is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain, which is before the valley of Hinnom, to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, towards the north. And from the top of the mountain, the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and proceeded to the city of Mount Ephron. Then the border curved to Baalah, this is Kiriath-Jearim. And the border turned about from Baalah westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Gerim on the north, that is Chesalon, and went to Beth Shemesh and continued through Timnah. And the border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border curved to Shikaron and continued to Mount Baalah and proceeded to Gebneel. The border ended at the sea. And the west border was at the Great Sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah according to their families. Now he gave Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is Hebron. And Caleb drove out from there to the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sepher and captures it, I will give him Ashta, my daughter, as a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. So he gave him Ashta, his daughter, as a wife. And it came about that when he came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" And then she said, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south were Kadziel, Adir, and Jagur, and Kinah, Dimanah, and Adadah, and Kadesh, Hazar, and Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Baelath, Hezeroth Hadatah, and Kiriath Hezron, that is Hezor, Amam, and Shema, and Maladah, and the Hazar Gada, and the Hezmon, and the Beth Pelet, and Hazar Shual, and Beer Sheba, and Bizziasia, Baala, Im, Ezem, and the El Tidad, and Shelzil, and Horma, and Zikla, and Madmanah, and Sansanah, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Aim, Rimon, and the 29 cities with the villages. In the lowland, Eshta'al, and Zorah, and Ishnah, and Dana'ah, and En, Ganem, Tabuah, and Enam, Jermuth, and Adullam, Sakah, and Ezekah, and Sheraim, and Idasaim, and Gederah, and Gederathaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenim, and Hadashah, and Migdal-Gad, and Delian, Mespah, and Jaxiel, Lekish, and Baskath, and Eglon, and Kaban, and Lahmas, and Chitlish, and the Geberoth, Bas, Dagon, and Naamah, and Mekadah, 16 cities with their villages. Libna, and Ether, and Ashen, and Iftah, and Ishnah, and Nezib, and Kelah, and Ishzib, and Marashah, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with its town and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Eshdod with their villages. Eshdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, as far as the brook of Egypt, and the great sea even as its coastline. And in the hill country, Shamar and Jittar, Sikah, Dana, Kiriath, Sana, that is Debur, and in Anab and Ishtama, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilab, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Dumah, and Ishan, and Junam, and Beth Tapua, and Ephekah, and Hamtah, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zeor, 9 cities with their villages, Ma'an, Carmel, Ziph, Jutah, and Zeriel, Jekta'am, and Zenoam, Cain, Tibiah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halha, Bethzur, and Gedor, and Amarath, Bethanath, and Eltekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, and two cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Arabah, Midin, and Sekakah, and Nibishan, and the city of the salt, and En-Gedi, six cities with their villages. Now as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out. So the Jebusites lived with the sons of Judah at Jerusalem until this day.
Joshua chapter 16. The allotment for Ephraim and Manasseh, the allotment of the people of Joseph went from the Jordan by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel. Then going from Bethel to Luz, it passes along to Atharoth, the territory of the Archites. Then it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhethites, to the territory of lower Bethhoron, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The people of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim received their inheritance. The territory of the people of Ephraim by their clans was as follows. The boundary of their inheritance on the east was Atroth Adar as far as Upper Bethhoron, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the north is Mikmethah. Then on the east, the boundary turns around towards Kerem Shiloh and passes along beyond it on the east to Genoa. Then it goes down from Genoa to Atharah and to Naara and touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapuah, the border goes westward to the brook Kana and ends at the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Ephraim by their clans, together with the towns that were set apart for the people of Ephraim within the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. However, they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites have lived in the midst of Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor.
Joshua chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore he was given Gilead and Bashan. And there was a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, the children of Helek, the children of Asriel, the children of Shechem, the children of Hepher, and the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the rulers, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. 10 shares fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Mikmethah, that lies east of Shechem, and the border went along south to the inhabitants of En-Tapuah. Manasseh had the land of Tapuah, but Tapuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim, and the border descended to the brook Kanah, southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. And in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth-Shean in its towns, Iblim in its towns, the inhabitants of Dor in its towns, the inhabitants of Endor in its towns, the inhabitants of Tanakh in its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo in its towns, three hilly regions. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it happened, when the children of Israel grew strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now? So Joshua answered them, If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you. But the children of Joseph said, The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are of Beth Shean and its towns and those who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, You are a great people and have great power. You shall not only have one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong.
Joshua 18. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Give out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it unto seven parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and in the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. You shall therefore describe the land into seven parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you, here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into seven parts in a book, and came again to Joshua, to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and the goings up thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went over from thence toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward. And the border descended to Adaroth Adar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Bethhoron. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth toward Bethhoron, before Bethhoron, southward. And the goings out thereof were at Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This is the west border. And the south border was from the end of Kirjath-Jearim, and the border went out on the west, and went out to the well of the waters of Naphtoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of Jebusai on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to En-Shemesh, and went forth toward Gelioth, which is over against the going of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Arabah, northward, and went down into Arabah,
and the border passed along to the side of Beth-Hogla northward. And outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the coast thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, and Beth-Hogla, and the valley of Kedzes, and Beth-Araba, and Zemarah, and Bethel, and Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah, and Shepharhaimoni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beera, and Mizpah, and Shephirah, and Mozah, and Rechem, and Urpiel, and Tarala, and Zela, Elish, and Jebusai, which is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families.